KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. In high school sports locally, the Atlantic Cross Country Invitational is scheduled for today. It'll be held at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. That meet will feature nearly 1,000 runners from 30 schools. The boys' meet will feature ranked teams including Sioux City North, Dallas Center Grimes, Harlan, Shenandoah Essex, and Tri-Center. Among the ranked runners are Cooper McDermott of Creston, Eldon Warner of Thomas Jefferson, Jay Wolf of Creston, and Tim Brink from Riverside. Now, the girls' meet will include ranked teams from Winterset, Harlan, Dallas Center Grimes, and Griswold. One of Iowa's all-time best girls' distance runners, Class 1A top-ranked Rebecca Topham of Griswold, will head the field. Other ranked runners include Alyssa Pomranke of Lewis Central, Tiffany Williams of Atlantic, Alexis Cook of Missouri Valley, Lexi Smith of Dallas Center Grimes, Maria Mostek of Creston, and Lakin Gerwell of Winterset. Now that meet will begin at 4 o'clock this afternoon with the middle school girls race. That'll be followed by the middle school boys, the JV boys, the varsity girls, the varsity boys, and the JV girls race will finish off the event. They should be done with everything, including the trophy presentations, by around 7 o'clock this evening. Again, thanks to Bruce Henderson, the longtime former Atlantic cross country coach, for helping to handicap that meet tonight. Well, the only thing that's known about Iowa's two quarterback system is that Jake Rudock is expected to start on Saturday against Indiana. Now, with Rudock injured, C.J. Beathard led the Hawkeyes to wins at Pitt and Purdue. He is also, though, expected to see action.
Honestly, I haven't even been told what exactly it means. What it means, me getting one series, two series, who knows? You know, we haven't talked about this.
Beathard says he's not sure how much he'll play.
You just have to prepare as if you're going to play, you know, because you really don't know the answer to that question. You don't know when you're going to get put in the game. Could be a series in, two series in. Could be late in the game. Who knows, you know. You just got to be prepared for it all.
Beathard says the goal for both quarterbacks is the same.
We just want to get the win, you know, get be 2-0 in the Big Ten, and however we can do that. You know, the coaches feel like they know best, which they do. And if that means me playing a lot or a little, you know, that's what they'll do.
Rudock says that he's more focused on Indiana than any possible rotation at quarterback.
What I've seen on film, they played good defense. They got their guys running to the ball well, and you know, obviously it's a Big Ten game. It'll be we'll have our hands full, and hopefully we can come out with a win.
Rudock says the offense needs to score to help take some of the pressure off a defense that must contain the Hoosiers' up-tempo style of offense.
You understand that they're going to score, but at the same time you're playing their defense, so you can't make it bigger than it is. You just have to focus on, you know, we want to score every time we get the ball, so just focus on that. Focus on one play at a time during each drive.
Iowa's 4-1 overall, 1-0 in Big Ten conference play. We'll have that game for you Saturday morning here on KJAN, 9 a.m. It's an early start time. 9 o'clock is pregame, 11:05 is kickoff. NFL owners spent 5 hours discussing the league's personal conduct policy, domestic violence, and discipline for misbehavior during their fall meetings yesterday. Owners listened to a presentation on domestic violence after unanimously approving the sale of the Buffalo Bills to Terry and Kim Pegula. The presentation included a video from former NFL player Joe Ehrman, who asked viewers to imagine what it would be like to see a loved one being subjected to abuse. The video was part of a 40-minute presentation put together by the league with the help of a group of outside advisors. The goal is to educate everyone in the NFL about the dangers of spousal abuse, child abuse, sexual assault, and other domestic violence topics. After meeting, Commissioner Roger Goodell said it's up to a neutral arbiter to decide whether he should testify during an appeal of Ray Rice's indefinite suspension. Goodell says he doesn't think testifying is his decision, and it's not something he's addressed. The union is appealing Rice's suspension for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy. Meanwhile, a new Associated Press GFK poll indicates most NFL fans believe Commissioner Goodell should keep his job after his handling of recent domestic violence cases. Only 32% say Goodell should lose his job over the issue, with 66% saying that he shouldn't. Support for his handling of the cases is much lower, though, with 42% saying they disapprove. The same percentage neither approve nor disapprove, with just 15% in favor. A Texas judge has tentatively set a December 1st trial date for Minnesota Vikings star running back Adrian Peterson on a charge of felony child abuse for using a wooden switch to discipline his 4-year-old son earlier this year. Peterson is on paid leave, and the Vikings' final game of the regular season is December 28th. There's no guarantee the trial will begin December 1st either. Montgomery County District Attorney Brett Ligon indicated that he intends to file a motion to remove Judge Kelly Case after Ligon pointed out that Case had called attorneys in the case, quote, media whores. Case apologized, but a November 4th hearing was scheduled on whether to assign a new judge. Well, the start times have been set for the National and American League Championship Series, which will get underway tomorrow with the first game in the ALCS between Baltimore and Kansas City. Kansas City will visit Camden Yards in Baltimore for the first two games of the series. 7:07 is first pitch tomorrow night. Saturday, both series will be in action with the Kansas City-Baltimore Game 2 set for 3:07 Central Time in the afternoon. Game 1 between the Cardinals and the Giants in St. Louis will get underway at 7:07 on Saturday night, and we'll have that game for you here on KJAN. Game 2 in that best-of-seven National League Championship Series is scheduled for Sunday. That'll also be a 7:07 start. Well, they endured it together, Billy Butler and Alex Gordon, all those years with 90 losses, the managerial changes and youth movements and empty seats come late September. Now the Royals' designated hitter and left fielder are reveling in their playoff run. After arriving in 2007 and going through plenty of ups and downs, Butler and Gordon will lead the Royals into the best of seven AL Championship Series tonight, Friday night in Baltimore. Quite a way to end a 29-year postseason drought. Butler, who was drafted in 2004, may have said it best, quote, for the fans, 30 years without feels like a lifetime. It's an eternity to me. Dodgers pitcher Josh Beckett, facing surgery for a torn labrum in his left hip that caused him to miss most of the last 3 months of the season, has retired at the age of 34. His career spanned 14 years and included two World Series championships. He threw a no-hitter in May but landed on the disabled list for the third time in early August with that left hip impingement. Beckett had a career mark of 138 and 106 with a .388 earned run average. He won the World Series with the Marlins in 2003 and the Red Sox in 2007. And the National Hockey League season dropped the puck last night with four games around the league. It was Montreal beating Toronto 4-3, Boston edging Philadelphia 2-1, San Jose shutting down the defending Stanley Cup champion Los Angeles Kings 4-0, and Vancouver doubled up Calgary by a score of 4-2. That's Check It Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.